Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Chloe.
All right, Chloe, where are you today?
I'm good.
Where are you?
Oh, sorry, I'm at work at the moment.
Oh, excellent. How can I help?
I was just going to say, I went shopping today with some of my friends, and I happened to come across a can of cheesy beans, and I've never laughed so hysterically in public before.
Do they still do them?
Well, I found them.
This is because of my friend Chris's story yesterday about the cheesy beans, which you may have heard, or you might have even heard it on the podcast. So what did you think as soon as you saw that can of cheesy beans on the shelf?
I just burst out laughing, and all I could think of, Chris sat with crates behind him at his little Harvest Festival.
600 cans of cheesy beans behind him. Everyone else is there at the Harvest Festival, just got their single can of processed peas. He's got the whole 600 cheesy beans.
Yep.
I'm just impressed they do, though. I'm going to have to get my hands on those. You should have bought them. But they do sound disgusting.
You said they're disgusting.
Yeah, it doesn't really go, does it? Cheese and beans, that's not my thing. No. Give me a high five for that, please.
Oh, hang on.
Love you.
Did you get that?
Oh, yeah, I love you, bye. Okay, no, love you. Just a high five. BBC. Radio 1. I think a lot of people are misunderstanding me here, and I just need to clear this up. One of these texts says, man up, Mills. Ask any student, cheese and beans rock. No, I'm with you on that. Cheese and beans together, yes, it's the ultimate jacket potato combo. But it's when you put them together yourself that it's good, not when a company has decided to put them in the can together for you. That is all wrong, because it doesn't taste right. Independently, yes, brilliant. Together, if you've made your own, cheese and beans, great. From a tin in there together, rank.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can't believe it's Thursday already, and that means it's Dear Scott time, where the posh Radio 4 lady reads out the stuff that you've been wanting to mostly say to us this week. Here's the first one.
Scott, me being a Chris, I find it quite vital to have that sound clip of Chris, 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 as it would make a wicked ringtone. Probably will more often let it ring, though, because I am a narcissist. Cheers, Chris.
Well, thank you, Chris. I'm glad to know that you enjoyed Chris's theme tune for his Fly on the Wall documentary.
Yeah, I've only just noticed as well, when you hear the posh Radio 4 lady saying it, that you can get both male and female Chris's. So this is great.
Yeah, you can. There are girls called Chris as well.
Yeah, I've forgotten about that.
So, I'm going to play it for you once more, and this is for all of the Chris's out there, not just the one that's here.
Chris, 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 Chris.
Oh yeah, especially dedicated to all the Chris's out there.
Nice one.
Next!
Look, Charlie Sheen soundboard. Kyle Birch.
OMG, Kyle, this is the best thing I've been sent for a while. It's a soundboard on the internet, which means you can just play your favourite Charlie Sheen quotes all the time.
I'm going to hang out with these two smoking hotties and fly privately around the world.
Are these real?
Yes, that's him.
Oh, God.
Duh. Winning.
Winning.
It's worse than I thought.
I like this one.
Newsflash, I am special and I will never be one of you.
He can't really be saying this stuff. This must be like a giant publicity stunt, right? Really?
Well, actually, maybe. It's certainly working.
I don't sleep, I wait.
I might start trying to use some of these quotes just in my everyday life.
I was doing them on Twitter last night and everyone was like, oh, you've lost it.
Yeah, you're losing
it. Just quoting Charlie.
I might try it out on my mum.
I am special, and I will never be one of you.
She'll love that.
Man, I'm dealing with fools and trolls.
What was that one? Play that one again.
Fools and trolls.
Man, I'm dealing with fools and trolls.
Your mum might like that one.
I'll give it a go.
Yeah, I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available, because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off, and your children will weep over your exploded body.
Oh, my God. Someone's got to make a musical in his life.
Charlie Sheen the musical, yes.
Maybe you could do
that's
going to
be our Edinburgh show.
Brilliant.
Right there.
That would be brilliant. Can I be him, please?
Oh, no, actually, it's not me, is it? It's not going to be me.
You know who it's going to
be. Yeah, it's going to be Greg, isn't it? Our theory is that Greg is the potential Charlie Sheen of Radio 1 and will, at some point, go the same way.
Newsflash, I am special and I will never be one of you.
I can hear him saying that already. I wonder what, if you went to a bookie, maybe if you're near a bookies at the moment, could you go in and ask them what odds you can get on Greg James being the new Charlie Sheen, please?
Do they do, the thing is with bookies, they can do these special bets, can't they? It might actually be worth giving them a call.
I wonder what the odds are.
All right, my theory is that Greg James will do a Charlie Sheen, but it will be, I'm going to give him 2 months.
Well, we all have to sit in here and, touch ourselves and frown.
How long do you think it will take him?
Less than that. I'm saying 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
But no
at
outside...
the way he's going at the moment.
But you can't cheat. You can't go up to him and try and turn him.
Oh, can I sabotage it?
Yeah, like your evil ways, yeah.
Look, here's two more girls to go on holiday with. Not just your girlfriend.
I don't want to see girls turning up to the studio, you know what I mean? Where you've let them in through the back door.
Yeah, just this way, love, come on.
Let's hook up and just bring fiery death.
I like this. Charlie Sheen the musical. I think that's a goer.
BBC. Radio
1. Some people are commenting that the Charlie Sheen quotes do sound like it's some kind of Charlie Sheen doll where you just push a button and this happens.
I'm going to hang out with these two smoking hotties and fly privately around the world.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's time for the return of the home and away game. Hold me in your arms, don't let me go. I want to stay forever, home and away, with you each day. Today we have totally upped our game. We have sung the home and away theme tune on a bus before, and at a cafe.
That was good.
Scandinavian cafe. But today, we needed to find somewhere where people are really bored and where they look really fed up. So we thought, what better place than the post office queue? Everyone looks bored there, don't they?
Yeah, really bored.
So we thought we'd bring some sunshine into their lives by an impromptu sing-along of the Home and Away theme tune. You should try this. It works.
I'm still shaking.
This is us outside.
Right, we're just heading up to the post office. It's on the corner.
So, are you ready? Can we just...
We just need to go in and...
I can do a quick recce, wait here.
Oh, no. There's a massive queue of people waiting at the counters. Cashier number four, please.
There's a massive queue and it's silent.
It was busy. Because I wasn't sure how we should attack the post... No, wrong use. I wasn't sure how we should approach the post office.
There's some tights over our head. No, because I know what you mean, yeah.
Because it's like there's a queue inside, but there's not much else.
It's a difficult one because there's nothing to do in there. Like in a cafe, you can like order a drink and just, you know, sip that.
There was really? Ambiance in the cafe. There was no ambiance at the post office.
Well, all you can do really is finger the forms for a bit for tax discs and stuff. Or look at the jiffy bags.
So you went over to finger some forms.
Yeah, and then we go.
What should we do? Look, we can't join the queue. Let's go and browse the forms.
Cashier number five, please.
You need an application for a refund of vehicle tax.
Cashier number five, please.
Oh no. We're stood right next to the queue. After when it goes cashier eight, then you start. I'm just going to browse the forms.
I've forgotten the words.
You know we belong together.
That's it, yeah. If I said we go, well, I'm just going to stress out. I'd rather just... Let's
do
it. Let's do it now.
Go.
How's it start again?
You know we belong together.
You got really angry with me. Why was that?
Because you asked me twice, and everyone knows the Home and Away theme tune starts with You Know We Belong Together.
How's it start again?
You know we belong together.
You don't understand how stressed out I was with this one.
The thing is, it's just so silent in there.
Yeah.
Like, with the bus, there are some people talking. Cafe, obviously, people are just sitting around drinking, relaxing. Listen how quiet it goes when we start singing.
You know we belong together. You and I forever and... ever, no matter where you are,
You're my guiding star.
And from the very first moment I saw you, I never felt such emotion.
Chris turns away from the forms towards the people in the queue at this point. I can't bear that, so I've still got my back to them.
I'm walking on air
just to know
that you're there.
Everybody in the post office, hold me in your arms. Don't let me go. I want to stay forever.
Yes.
Closer each day.
Home and away.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Woohoo! Someone in the queue sang. High five.
I was not expecting that at all.
I couldn't believe it. Did you hear her go for it?
Yeah, she probably went for it. More than anyone else has ever done in the other twice that we've done it.
Closer each day.
Home and away.
But you had your back to them the whole time. You didn't see her dancing.
I couldn't bear it.
She was loving
it. She really dancing?
She was, like, swaying.
We were saying earlier, it's like when you first put your foot in a cold pool.
Yeah. When you start singing the song, it is like when you go swimming in the sea or a swim pool and you just start singing, dip your toe in the water. You're like,
oh, you just need to get in as quickly as you can.
You've just got to go for it. You've got to dive in. Loud and proud.
Hold me in your arms. Don't let me go. I want to stay forever.
Yes.
Closer each day.
Home and away.
Yes!
That was a good one. Really good one.
BBC
Radio 1.
Danny and Kemp were singing along to the Home and Away theme tune, and so was the girl in the car next to him. See, people do it, just not where we go normally, apart from the post office queue. Now, I'm thinking this needs to kind of continue and build, I think. But the trouble is, we're going to run out of options quite soon of where to go. I mean, obviously, the thing to do next would probably be, I don't know, library or something, if you're really going to get scary with it. But what I think we need to do, and let me know if you'd be up for this, is we need to have a mass Home and Away sing-along all over Britain. People should gather in town squares all over the UK, like, you know, swaying their arms along to the theme, singing, almost like a flash mob situation. We could arrange this, I think, and we'd have cameras on it. So you could watch it online. York, go! Hold me in, yeah! Over to Edinburgh! Don't let me! Down to Northampton! I like the idea very much.
BBC Radio 1. This is BBC Radio 1.
This music just instantly relaxes me. And yeah, that's true, Chris. I'm just like, oh, if my chair didn't sound so rubbish, that would have been smooth. I'm just like, no, it doesn't do it. Back in my chair, just kind of chill. It also makes you realise that it's nearly only Blue Friday. You probably haven't noticed this before, listeners, but when you hear this on a Thursday, countdown to the weekend is on. It's Dear Scott with the PR4L.
Hello, Scott. I hope that you're having a lovely day. For years now, I've heard you on the radio, but never really had a clue what you looked like. In my head, I imagined quite an overly suntanned, spiky-haired, teenagery-looking bloke. How lovely when I accidentally saw you on the lottery programme, and you are quite lovely to look at, and not at all dim. You still make me laugh on the radio, though, and I think that you always will do. Much love, Maggie Smith.
Well, thanks for saying that I could have looked orange and dim, but I'm glad with your findings and when you saw the lottery show. Now, I do notice that your name is Maggie Smith. Now, I really hope that you are Dame Maggie Smith, because that would be... Well, that would just make my life. If you and maybe Dame Judi Dench are listening on your way home every day from rehearsals for some period drama or whatever,
I would love that. Please write back and tell me you're the Maggie Smith. Thanks.
Scott, I am a maths teacher and would be happy to help you and Willow Smith enjoy and achieve at maths. Love you, Scott. Joanne from Lincoln.
We were talking about this with Willow Smith yesterday. Excellent interview on the podcast, by the way. We're saying that about maths is her least favourite subject. Thing is, despite her not liking it, she is very good at it. It's me, the one that needs help, because I've always been awful at maths. Like, something's going wrong with me in maths. I can do English. Off of maths, I'm useless. Just not any good. So I will take you up on that, not so much Willow. Next!
Dear Scott and the gang, I couldn't help but notice how much Noel Fielding resembled Florence Welch the other night on Let's Dance for Comic Relief. No offence, Flo, and you, Noel. You complete me, Lewis, off of Liverpool.
Now, when you first hear that, you think Florence Welch, Noel Fielding, looking a bit similar, you think, well, that's ridiculous. But then the more you think about it, and do please now think about it, yeah, it's there, isn't it? And you've never seen them in a room together, have you? Noel Fielding, Florence Welch. Don't believe me, just look them both up. Just Google image that. Next.
Dear Scott and the gang, we have had a recent trip to London and have a few questions to ask because you are not London natives and may have had similar experiences on arriving in the city.
Mm-hmm.
One, how long does it take to stop finding the underground station Cockfosters funny? We laughed every time it was announced, which was a lot, as it was the final destination. Are we the only visitors to London who find travelling in silence on the tube hilariously funny to the point of crying with laughter? We don't understand how you can press your body against a stranger and not say a word, have eye contact, or anything. I would be very grateful if you could clear this up for us. Many thanks. Lisa and Jessica Wiltshire and Tracy Somerset.
It is true in London. If you are on a tube or on a train, sometimes it does get extremely busy and you are in very close proximity to somebody, often with your face in their armpit, but still nobody talks. It's a London thing. As for the Cockfosters thing, I've lived in London 10 years and find it hilarious every single time. So you're not alone there, don't worry about it. Oh my God, I've just found a Facebook group. Join if you think Florence Welch looks like Noel Fielding. So obviously this has been said before.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now, for Thursday afternoon, a nice bit of innuendo bingo, which I love always. Hey, Lisa.
Hello.
You okay?
Yes, thank you.
What are you doing at work?
Very busy.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're in Birmingham?
Yes.
How many Scott Mills points have you got at the moment?
At least 150.
Have you really?
No.
How many have you really got, huh?
About 10.
10, good. That's more like it. Now, if you get this right, Lisa...
Yes?
You can add another 20 Scott Mills points, making your total 30.
No pressure, then.
Yeah? Would you like some more?
I would love some more, Scott.
Because 20 points, like, you're not many points away there from the mug tree.
And that's something nobody can do without.
Exactly. So what's going to happen? I've got three bits of innuendo bingo here.
Mm-hmm.
Chris is here.
Yeah, all right.
He's going to put Hello. Some water in his mouth.
Yeah.
Or you've got to tell me, Lisa, how many times out of three will Chris spit the water out when he hears the innuendo bingo?
Okay. 3 out of 3.
3 out of 3?
Well, she hasn't got much faith in me then, has she?
Well, she obviously heard you enough to realise what your mind is like. So you're saying 3 out of 3?
Yes, 3.
Let's play innuendo bingo.
Hang on, let me get the bin of win.
Oh, right.
Sorry, hang on.
Whoa, big old trash bin.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Okay, so the bin is ready to spit into.
Do you want me to take the...
Take the water.
Right, here we go.
Oh, and that's a big mouthful right there.
Mm-hmm.
I knew you'd break eventually. Okay. Right.
This water is so cold, by the way.
Even better.
Okay.
Right.
More. Go.
Right. Hang on.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
And let's go over to Radio 2.
So you'll be all alone in the Albert Hall all night, bashing away at the organ.
You right.
Oh, God.
That was like projectile.
You'll be all alone in the Albert Hall all night bashing away at the organ.
Thanks to our friends at Radio 2 there. So there's one gone. Two more, Lisa.
Yeah.
Two more spits and you've got 20 points.
Way.
This next one comes courtesy of one of our listeners, Neil. Thanks for spotting this one, Neil. Anytime you do see innuendo bingo on TV or hear it on the radio, let us know about it. Thanks. This one is from Escape to the Country on BBC Two. Get the water in. Ready?
Big mouthful.
What happened there?
I think I overloaded my mouth.
That's two, then.
Hang on, no, that doesn't count. Wait.
No, he's not making up his own. I've got to play the clips.
Is he not allowed to swallow?
No.
That's cheating.
Can we get on with this?
Sorry.
Sorry.
All right, ready? Okay. Over to Escape to the Country.
When it comes to both space and period detail, this impressive semi will take some beating.
Well held, but does that count? Because he held it for ages. It's still a spit, isn't it?
There's got to be a time limit.
So that's two.
Bit dribble.
Feeling confident about your points, Lisa?
Yep. This better be a good one, the last one.
Here is a classic bit of innuendo bingo from Sarah Cox and Kelly Osborne. Ready, Chris?
This woman comes to my house and sprays me in my garden.
Oh, God. Yeah. In your paper knickers?
Yes.
Watch out. The paparazzi long lens is going to be through your bush before you can...
Right. That's me done.
Done.
Brilliant.
Get yourself 20 points now.
Thank you.
Well done. It was a bit of a no-brainer, that, really, wasn't it?
It was, really, wasn't it?
Those are the easiest points you've ever earned.
Easiest.
And
thank
ever
you
will
very
earn.
Much.
Love you, bye. Give me a high five.
Thank you, love you.
High five. Oh, that's straight on it, you were.
Thank you. Yeah. Well done for the desert, Scott.
Oh, thank you.
Go! BBC Radio 1. This is BBC Radio.
Now, this week on the show, we've been saying that Greg James, out of anybody, could easily be Radio 1's Charlie Sheen. A few people don't think so, but I'm thinking he has got off-the-rails potential.
100%.
Yeah. Now, Ladbrokes have been on.
Right.
And they are offering 50-1 on Greg James doing a Charlie Sheen and losing the plot. By that, I mean ranting, getting fired from his job, and going on holiday with his ex-wife, his girlfriend, and an adult film
star. I'd be interested to know what the terms and conditions are, you know, sort of what he needs to do to actually succeed in the bet.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But I could make quite a lot of money out of this. 50-1, that's not bad.
50-1 for this kind of thing is good money. Easily. Especially when you consider sort of what else you can get for 50-1, you know what I mean? Well, like, I was just having a look, like Denise Welsh, I know it's unlikely, but it's still, she could do it. She could really win round the nation and win Dancing on Ice. That's 50-1.
Really?
But that's perfectly conceivable. I know it's unlikely, but it's perfectly conceivable. The next permanent judge on The X Factor, there's one sort of floating around 50-1, Alicia Dixon.
Mm-hmm. Happen.
Kylie.
Yeah, that's
it's not
that
far off 50.
Yeah.
Paula Abdul. I mean, there's a few names on it. What I think the general thing is here, 50-1, it's not outrageous. Like, Ladbrokes seem to have, for some reason, are basing this, their betting, on the fact that this might actually happen.
Uh-huh. Well, I have been saying, don't want to say I told you so. So I can make quite a lot of money out of this, couldn't I?
I think so, yeah.
I could especially make money, I think, out of this if I kind of help him along a bit.
Right, so you're talking of sabotage to basically win this money?
I'm just saying about, you know, maybe taking him out to a few more of the right parties.
Right.
Maybe introduce him to a few ladies.
Where are you going to find these ladies?
I'll find them. I'm sure there's some people around here that will know ladies like that.
You know these kind of ladies then in...
I don't, but people do.
On your scene.
It won't be hard. And also, we just need to big up his ego a lot. Like, tell him how brilliant he is all the time. Just tell him he's an F-18, bro.
Yeah.
Then he'll be saying things like this in no time.
Some are saying that you're bipolar.
Wow, what does that mean? I'm bi-winning.
What?
I can hear Greg saying that.
Newsflash, I am special.
and I will never be one of you.
I can make a lot of money quite quickly here.
Oh, it's definitely worth a tenner, isn't it?
Yeah, I am on a drug. It's called
Craig James.
It's not available, because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off, and your children will weep over your exploded body.
BBC Radio
1. Now, do you know what? I have nightmares sometimes involving me doing this show. I guess a lot of people have nightmares about their jobs. One of the nightmares that happens, I would say, probably a couple of times a month, is where I'm doing the show like I am now, and none of the buttons work. So I'm just pressing that, and nothing comes out, and it's stress. Another of the nightmares that I have involving this show is exactly what has just happened to this poor Australian newsreader just the other day. This is Kate Wilson from 3AW693 News Talk. And Kate annoyingly got the hiccups while live on air. And that is one of my worst nightmares. Remember Chappers, it used to be on the show. He had the biggest fear, which was that he would get hiccups and then they would never go after he saw some news report or something about somebody that got hiccups and then had them for like 70 years. Awful. Anyway, here is Kate Wilson doing the news.
15 degrees in Melbourne, a shower or two today, a top of 19, it's 3 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Kate Wilson. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has urged his supporters not to believe the lies he says are being told about what's happening in their country. Gaddafi was speaking in front of supporters at a ceremony to mark 34 years of his country's people power style of government. The founder of a men's club known as the Brotherhood says he's just an honest former policeman turned businessman. John Moncrief denies anything sinister about the group, despite the ombudsman describing it as secretive with the potential for illegal activity. Police Chief Simon Overland says he's deeply concerned about the group's activities. John Moncrief says he has nothing to hide and welcomes the ombudsman's investigation. In other news, the Greens are calling for a ban on semi-automatic handguns because of fears of a political assassination over the carbon tax. Updating sport, the Magpies are set to make a string of changes for Saturday's NAB Cup semi-final with Darren Jolly, Alan Dardak, Tyson Goldsack and Brad Dick in the mix to play against West Coast in Perth. Collingwood semi-final coach Mark Neild says Dane Swan will back up after playing his first game for the year last week. Formula One chief Bernie Eccleston says creating artificial rain during races could liven up the championship. Eccleston says the most exciting Grand Prix are in the wet. Meantime, the new CEO of the Melbourne Grand Prix, Andrew Westacott, says the city would do well to keep the race. News time is 3:05.
Oh, bless her. BBC Radio 1. I'm going to do one more Dear Scott because I've got time.
Hi, Scott. I'm writing to let you know there is someone unluckier than unlucky Gary, my brother Luke. Since I can remember, a string of unfortunate events have happened to him. They are as follows. Saving for a pair of brand new trainers at the age of 17 and driving away from the store, shoes still on the roof of his car. One shoe was saved, but partially mangled by passing traffic.
Unlucky.
Going out on Christmas Eve dressed as Santa and having two mobile phones belonging to other people stolen from him. Putting petrol in his diesel car. Oh. Fail. Driving his friend to buy his mother a laptop. Putting it on the roof of his car. No. And then, you guessed it, driving off with the laptop still on the roof. And then having to buy a replacement laptop for his friend's mum.
Rubbish.
Going to Prague and having his card cloned, leaving his account showing minus £5,000. Getting his hair cut by my mum, who has no hairdressing experience, and having a big bald square on his head for a while.
Your own fault.
Writing a new car off within days of owning it. Being barred from our local town's nightlife, for reasons still unknown.
Mm-hmm.
These are but a few of the things that happened to him. My family now refer to him as Gary when something like this happens. What makes it better is that he has a ridiculous temper that only escalates the situation. It's brilliant. Attached is an image of him dressed as Yogi Bear. Love you, Scott. Aaron.
Aaron, thanks so much for the image of your brother dressed as Yogi Bear. As unlucky Luke. And I like it that it's now becoming known as doing a Gary or being a Gary. Yeah, unlucky Luke there. I will pass that on to Gary tonight. He might even be listening now, but that'll make him feel a whole lot better.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.